Hey folks, Dan Frio here with your closing bell for February 20th, 2025. So I got enough information here for everybody today. We're going to talk rates and we're also going to talk home prices. And I try not to talk about prices, but today I have to. So here's our agenda for today. We're going to look at the bond market. It did pretty darn good today. It's pushing rates back down into the six range. Then we're going to go over to the equity markets and the Dow Jones got hammered today. Walmart came out with cautious earnings and cautious forward earnings looking. And then this is, so we had red all the way across the board. Not a good day for the equity markets. We have the VIX up. That's the thing. Anxiety levels are going up a little bit. But we do have the bond market, the 10-year treasury, basically flat at this point. So that's good news on that front. I do want to show you guys, here was an interesting chart that I pulled up just recently. And I just, before we go back to looking at rates again, let's get over to, this is where the 30-year rate has been. Okay, so right now it's 7, right? Let's say it's 7%. You know, it's been there since over here. How long has it really been that high? Let's go over to here. Actually, rates have been in the 7% range now since the end of 2022. So it's been longer than I thought. I thought, you know, it seems like rates just went up yesterday, but I guess they've been here for a while and I hope they're not here to stay. I think they'll retract a little bit, but I don't think they're going to retract too much. But we do have some good news on the front from the Federal Reserve. So let's get over to Steve Leisman. He interviewed or had some data from two Fed officials today. And I always tell you guys, you have to understand what Fed officials talking, you know, are they dovish or hawkish? So he has two Fed officials coming on today. Well, the good news that we have today is we finally found out what the net neutral rate is that they're talking about. I'll point that out. I'll go like this when he tells us, and then I'm going to give you some additional data at the end on how much room the Fed really has to cut now that we know the neutral rate. So let's get over to the interview.
Fed, we got claims, LEI, and now some breaking news out of the Atlanta Fed. For that, we'll turn to Steve Leisman. Hey, Steve.
Atlanta Fed President Raphael Bostic, in an essay and a conversation with reporters, says he still has two rate cuts built in for this year, but his rate forecast uncertainty is, quote, pretty significant. Get used to that word uncertainty as I do this report here. He says, I think we're in moderately restrictive territory when it comes to the funds rate. The neutral rate he sees is between 3 and 3.5%. So we're at 4.25 now. Bostic says there's, quote, still room to move to get back to neutral. He worries, however, that policy changes from the administration could lead to a material slowdown on the one hand, but he says some policy changes could boost growth, others could be contractionary. He's waiting to figure out how it all adds up. So he uses this term, pervasive ambiguity, which calls for caution and humility in the making of monetary policy. The economy, however, is strong and monetary policy is well positioned. Switching gears to Chicago Fed President Austin Goolsbee, he says the more tariffs look like a COVID-sized shock, the more nervous you should be. He's concerned about supply shocks that could come from them. And he also points out if there are big deportations, it does have implications for the number of jobs created. So, guys, this comes off of those minutes yesterday, which were kind of hawkish on the policy front in terms of the Fed taking its time to figure out where to go, but maybe a little dovish when it came to the balance sheet.
Dissect a few things he said there. He said the neutral rate now is 3 to 3.25. Okay. Well, the federal funds rate is 4.25. Okay. That means the Federal Reserve has a whole percentage rate to move. Okay. So that's one piece of that. Then he also said the Chicago Fed person was talking about immigration. Here's my take on the immigration. It is going to be a coin flip what it does to the jobs numbers. But let's get over to something that I wanted to show you guys right through here. Here's an article, and I go through all these articles every day to try to find out something really juicy for you. So here's something I saw, and we're going to talk about it briefly here in a second. Off MLS home sellers left more than $1 billion on the table over the past 2 years. So it means if you didn't use a realtor, you lost over $1 billion over the last 2 years. Now, I didn't read the whole guidelines here or all the guts of this, and I'm not one of those to, you know, I always say, you know, don't judge a book by its cover. That's a lot of money, folks. Okay, so that's all I got to say. But the reason why I went over to here is right through here. And there's a couple of different reasons why I want to show you this. Here's what the housing market did nationally. Okay, and I really don't like looking at national numbers because it's completely irrelevant to you, me, anybody else, because we don't live in the whole nation. Okay, so that's number one. Here's the piece of the puzzle I want you guys to understand. This number right through here makes up 30 and 40% of the inflation numbers that we get. Okay, it's up 3.5%. So that's, you know, this number is hard to believe, but I'm going to go through some more numbers that I still, another piece of this puzzle I don't really understand. You go down through here, it says inventories at 11 year over year, up 11%. The typical mortgage. Well, I do mortgages every day, and I can't tell you the last time I had a borrower qualify and the payment was $1,800. I'm just saying, okay? Maybe our clientele or whatever it is, but that number seems to me to be really low. But you know, I was going through, and here's what I was looking for. The data I was looking for, and the reason why I did this, is right through here. I wanted to go to the housing data. So how I get there, if you want to find this out, is go to Zillow. Then you're going to go to research at the bottom. Then you're going to hit data. So again, Zillow, hit the research button, then go to data. And then you're just going to scroll all the way down below. This is all I do. And there's no tricks here. I'm doing this actually live. This is what home prices have done year over year, 24 to January 2025. And I keep looking for these crashes or at least a big pullback. And, you know, Austin was the poster child, then, you know, parts of Florida. But I want to just go through here and just see if, you know, do I agree with these? I didn't agree with the first page, a couple things there. And I call it out when I call it out. San Jose, California, it's up 8%. I don't know, but we have a lot of borrowers out in California. It is crazy out there, folks. People are buying up like crazy. If they can afford the house payment, they're buying. We go down to Chicago, where I am. House prices are up about 5.5%. That's close. My area was up about 8%. But here's what I was looking at. You go down through here, and again, the poster child's right through here. Austin, they put it in yellow. You can't really see it. It's down 3.41%. Okay. I thought this was going to be double digits, you know, the way a lot of people said. You know, I actually thought it would have a pullback, maybe 5-6%. I never thought it would crash. There's just way too many people going there. There were way too many people living there. It's just, so I don't see a crash there, but there will be some pullbacks because people way overbought. But you have the worst big city in the country down 3.4%. So I don't, you know, if you're sitting on the sidelines waiting for those home prices to really come down, I don't see it there. And the kind of the same thing with interest rates. If you go over to the 30-year fixed, again, we've been in the 7% range now for going on 3 years. So it's probably we're going to be in this traction range. This is where I'm saying we're going to be over the next, you know, until all this stuff gets sorted out. And that's the range we're going to be in right through here. There's going to be a tight range and you're seeing it right through here. So I'm not seeing any huge moves in rates, and I'm not seeing any big moves in housing. So that's my report for today, folks, for you. So now you might want to ask, who am I and what do I do? Well, our slogan here is one application, one credit pool, and we're going to shop your loan over 30 different lenders. Now, how do we do that? Well, first off, if you're looking to buy a house or refinance, or I need you to do something. I need you to fill out this form. Okay, what this is hopefully you filled out the do not call list form because you wanted to get, you know, stop all those calls. Well, now there's a form that if you're applying for a mortgage or you're applying for a car loan, what happens is when we pull your credit, the credit agency sells your data, okay? This will stop that from happening, okay? Those are called trigger leads. I actually did a video. I might try to put it up there above for you or just look in my library, and I show you exactly how all this works. It's a pretty cool service. I actually signed up for it myself. So now on to me. My name is Dan Frio. I've done this for over 36 years, and I'd love to work with you. I'm licensed all over the country in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. Here's the cool thing though. How do we do one application, one credit pool, shop your loan over 30 different lenders? Well, I moved over to People's Bank and I'm helping them grow. Right now we have 30 lenders that we work with. So we have our products and then we have 30 other lenders. So if you're looking to shop around, I hopefully it'll be your place. One application, one credit pool, and we're going to shop your rate. So here's what we do. Go to therateupdate.com. You can put in your application right through here, but we really don't like you doing that. We'd rather talk to you because you have a story and you need to vet us. You're looking to buy a home and you need to put your trust in us. So give us a call. Let us talk. Let us go through and answer all the questions. And if you're comfortable with us, we can move forward. If you'd rather jump in the front of the line and give us a call, you can do that as well. And our phone lines are up. They've been down for about a week and a half. So I'm so sorry, folks. But our phone numbers are now back live, 844-775-5626. Or you can reach me personally if you want to email me at Dan. Thanks so much for watching, folks. Have a great evening. Hope to see you back here tomorrow night. Take care. Bye-bye.